Executives in the U.S. are more optimistic than 3 months ago about the prospects for their own businesses, but concerns about the domestic and global economy remain. What are the other obstacles? And where are they focusing their investments? This Journal of Accountancy podcast gives some answers from a survey of finance decision makers. I'm Neil Amato with the Journal of Accountancy, and today I'm discussing why political leadership has gone up the list of top challenges, the hiring outlook for the next 12 months, and more with the AICPA's Ken Witt, a senior manager for management accounting and member engagement. Here's our conversation. Joined again on the podcast by Ken Witt. Ken, thank you for being here to discuss the latest business and industry economic outlook survey.
Well, thanks for having me, Neil.
Why are respondents more optimistic about their own businesses than the overall U.S. economy this quarter?
Well, Neil, as you indicated, what we are seeing in the survey this quarter is a bit of a recovery in optimism about our members' own companies. After seeing a dip from two-thirds being optimistic in the first quarter to only 30% being optimistic in the second quarter, we've gained some ground on this front to now 41% of our respondents are optimistic about their own company's prospects. So, you know, while we do see a similar swing in their opinions about the U.S. economy, since the beginning of doing this survey, what we have seen over time is more confidence in their own companies than in the overall economy. And my guess is that this is likely due to a couple of factors. One, you know, a healthy skepticism about the incessant barrage of news about anything having to do with the economy, you know, which also fuels uncertainty. And then plus, on the kind of counterbalancing side, the level of familiarity with their own businesses, which is precisely why we designed the survey this way. Our members are not economists, so while we do ask their opinion about the economy, and that certainly shapes their thinking, we really want to know is what you know, they know best. What's going on in their own companies? Do they have plans to expand their business? Are they hiring? Are they investing in business, in their businesses? Plans to expand, that sort of thing.
What's rebounded more in the past quarter, the stock market or this survey's optimism about the U.S. economy?
Well, I think, you know, since the optimism about the U.S. economy has just barely inched up since the second quarter, I think clearly the stock market, you know, while the markets rebounded significantly, the optimism about the economy only recovered from 20 to 24% optimistic from the second to third quarters. Before the pandemic, we were beginning to see some concern about a potential slowing down of the economy. In the fourth quarter survey last year, only 50% were optimistic about the economy. You know, then the pandemic hit and all bets were off. What we are seeing now is improvements in some sectors of the economy, including retail, manufacturing, technology, especially while other sectors, in particular the hospitality, travel and leisure sector, continue to suffer mightily.
Domestic political leadership was a top three challenge at this quarter a year ago when trade concerns weighed on the minds of respondents. This quarter, it was second behind domestic economic conditions on the list of top challenges. So otherwise, political leadership has not been a top three concern really at any time in the past 5 years. What does that tell you right now?
I would say it's a reflection of what we are seeing in this election year climate. Our members definitely represent the full political spectrum, and there are many who are concerned about the current political leadership, and there are also many who are concerned about the potential for a change in political leadership. So I think it's the number of responses from both sides of that equation that has pushed this concern up the list. So we have people on both sides driving this concern higher onto the list of challenges.
And it does make sense. When there is uncertainty, and there is plenty of it, that's going to lead to people on both sides maybe saying it's a challenge. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 2 months or so. Let's talk about the hiring outlook. What do CPA decision makers project for the next 12 months?
Well, I think here again, we're seeing some improvement in the second quarter. The overall projection for the coming 12 months is now a 0.0 change in employment. So basically, employment being flat from overall businesses. But while we're showing some increased optimism in sectors like retail, manufacturing, and technology, and that improvement in optimism is supported by plans for increased hiring, we are also seeing the other sectors that may take longer to recover, in particular the hospitality and travel and leisure sector. Based on what I'm reading, the major airlines are talking about layoffs, and we're likely to see some, layoffs in that sector and probably some of the related sectors in travel and leisure industry.
In the CPA Outlook Index, which is a 9-sector measure of sentiment, one component is higher than the others, IT spending at 71 on a scale of 0 to 100. No other component is even in the 60s. What does that mean about what companies are investing in?
Well, I think technology spend has been sort of the leader of the pack in terms of spending for some time now, as so many companies are in the process of pretty this widespread digital transformation that's sort of just across industry sectors. While I think a lot of companies are just trying to put the brakes on any spending that they could initially, they're now starting to look at what they need to do to go forward. One of the things that we've heard from our members is that pandemic has given some the push to take on some of these technology projects or upgrades that were in the works or on the back burner and push them forward now to increase their capacity and capability in this arena.
It's a good point about the pandemic kind of pushing some technology. 77% of respondents, so more than 3/4, said they plan no change to their current office space needs. Most of the ones who are reducing space are doing so to transition to a more virtual environment, I guess. Is there any indication that this is a trend that might continue as organizations have leases and other things come up for renewal?
Yeah, I think this is definitely likely to be the case. While we didn't ask the question directly, we did have a couple of write-in responses that indicated they could not reduce their footprint because of lease terms. So, that's a constraint on many, I would argue. But I would say as we become more accustomed to having people work at home, especially in functions that might have felt they needed to be in an office, like finance, for example, companies will likely to reduce their footprint and people will kind of, especially around urban areas, I think people that have become accustomed to working from home, while they had long commutes on both ends of the day, will be inclined to stay at home, and companies will take advantage and reduce their footprints as well.
Ken, thank you. The next survey is December. Looking ahead to that, anything to say in closing?
No, I think it'll be interesting to see what we have with the fourth quarter survey. It's always sort of interesting in the fourth quarter to look ahead into the subsequent year. And I think especially in an election year, we'll have some interesting findings as we go to the field directly after the election.
Thank you very much, Ken.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered, and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.